Drooly's second day of school. Here you go, dear. Drooly stared at Miss Shoehorn. He was scared. The big building had red bricks, a couple flags out front, and a statue. Two pigeons sat on the statue and cooed. One of them wore an eye patch.
I don't want to leave, he said. It sounded like Lord Wallaby.
That's nice, Miss Shoehorn said. I'm excited, too. Miss Shoehorn was new at the Zombie Integration Program, the ZIP. Her job was to help zombies learn how to fit into polite society.
Now go inside and look for Mrs. Butterhand's class. It's room number 4.
What's a 4?
Miss Shoehorn drew the number 4 for him. She held it sideways. It looked like a weird X. Drooly took the paper with the weird X on it and got out of the car. He held it so tight, his fingers turned purple. He wanted so much to go back to the home for wayward zombies. It was much nicer than school. At home, he had all his favorite video games. People Attack, Dawn of the Living, Antivirus, I'll Brain Ya. Not to mention a warm bed and an endless supply of spinach-flavored cheese doodles. School was like jail, but with worse food. And it was scarier. In jail, there were people with tattoos, guards with big sticks, and a warden who would steal your eyebrows if you weren't looking. School had teachers. His first day of school didn't go so well. They put him in Miss Mustache's class. It wasn't a zombie class. The other kids scooted their chairs away from him as fast as they could and laced their shoes real tight. Then they wrapped their hands around their feet. This made it harder for Drooly to nibble on their toes. It also made it harder for the kids to write their assignments. Miss Mustache gave them a D on their cursive writing test. It was still better than having their toes nibbled. While all the other boys and girls cowered in the corner, Miss Mustache made Drooly say the alphabet. He didn't even know what an alphabet was. He tried to fake it. One of the boys began to laugh at him. Drooly stared. The boy began to cry. It only got worse from there. When Drooly got home, he promised he would never go back to school. It wouldn't be the last lie he told. When Miss Shoehorn came to get him the next morning, he pretended to be asleep. She threw the blanket off. He still pretended to be asleep. She grabbed his arm and dragged him out of bed. His sleeping toes curled the sheet in a death grip. The sheet popped off the edge of the bed. So did his big toe. Drooly had no choice but to get up. Now he was back at school and late. The hall was quiet. That made everything even scarier. Like when he had to walk down the road past the candy store.
Ah!
His mind went. The paper in his hand turned wet with zombie sweat. Drool started leaking from the corner of his mouth. He looked at the wall by the first door. It had a symbol that looked like 1. He kept going. By the next door, it had a 2. He crossed a hall. The next door said 5. He turned to his right. There he saw the weird X. His hands trembled. He wanted to run, but his feet had already fallen off from the fright. There was nothing else he could do. He turned the knob.
Good morning,
a friendly voice called out. Is this the wonderful new student we've been expecting? Drooly looked behind him to see who she was talking about.
Welcome, the friendly voice continued. Come on in. We have a seat for you right over there.
She pointed at a seat in the back row, the only empty seat in the class. My name is Mrs. Butterhand, she said, and according to my roster, your name is Drooly. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Drooly nodded his head.
Isn't that lovely, Mrs. Butterhand said.
Well, don't just stand there like a bump on a frog. Have a seat. It didn't sound scary when she said it. Drooly walked to his desk. 23 pairs of zombie eyes followed him. Mrs. Butterhand's human eyes flipped through her lesson.
Nice to meet you, Drooly, another voice said.
The zombie to his left held out his hand.
Julie shook it a little too hard. "I'm so sorry," Julie said. "Don't worry," the zombie said. "I'll go to the cemetery and get a new one tonight. My name's Frank Einstein, by the way. These are my friends Shelley and Cockroach." He pointed at the two zombies closest to him. Cockroach looked like a typical zombie. Shelley looked sort of like a clam. "You'll like Mrs. Butterhen," Frank said. "She likes to sing, she doesn't give homework on Tuesdays, her favorite food is cookies, and she never, ever yells."
"What's homework?" Julie said.
"It's this," Frank said, holding out a folded up piece of paper in the shape of a triangle.
"What do you do with it?" Julie asked.
Frank tossed the folded triangle paper. It floated through the air, made one giant loop, and got stuck in the back of someone's hair.
"Oh," Julie said. "Homework seems like fun."
His opinion would soon change.
"Okay, boys and girls," Mrs. Butterhen said. "It's time to practice our counting. I will start, and you repeat after me."
She had a big smile on her face. Her voice sounded like a warm slice of chocolate cake.
"Ready?"
23 zombies groaned. Julie just sat there.
"Repeat after me," Mrs. Butterhen said.
One, two, said the zombies. 3, 4, Mrs. Butterhen said. 5, X, the zombies repeated.
5, said Mrs. Butterhen.
"Spinach," yelled the zombies. "All right, very good," Mrs. Butterhen said. "Now would you like to try, Julie?"
Julie was a little scared. He nodded his head and cleared his throat.
Mr. Dimples, the class hamster, popped out.
"Oh my," Mrs. Butterhen said. "How did Mr. Dimples get in there?"
Julie's face turned red. He hoped Mrs. Butterhen didn't see the wood shavings in his fingernails. How was he to know Mr. Dimples was a class hamster and not the class snack?
She walked over to Julie's desk. "Bad, Mr. Dimples. You leave those kids alone."
She picked up the hamster and placed it back in the cage. "Now stay there and be good."
Mr. Dimples' eyes were red with anger. He turned to Julie, stuck out his tongue, and hid in his house made of old paper towel tubes.
"So, where were we?" Mrs. Butterhen asked.
"Yes, counting. It's your turn, Julie."
Julie looked around the room. His legs shook uncontrollably. One more glance, and he began.
1, 2, 5, X, spinach!
Mrs. Butterhen looked delighted.
"Oh, that was very fine," she said. "Very fine indeed. We still have a little work to do, but that was great for a first try."
Julie was happy as he had ever been. "Maybe school isn't so bad," he thought. "I might even come back tomorrow." He smiled. The flying triangle homework dropped out of the girl's hair and landed on the floor with a splat.